Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The firm of Harris and Marang. Not ambulance chasing, but plenty of rides in one.
From the hips down, man, it's a disaster.
The firm. Patrick Harris.
And someone crashed their car on the I-5 bridge.
Danny Marang.
I've had some bad runs.
On the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080. The Fan.
All right, hour number deuce here. Thanks for hanging with us. If you missed any of the first hour, you can download that. The Fan Podcast, 1051thefan.com. The Odyssey app. Wherever you get your podcasts, cruise on over to the YouTubes, youtube.com/1051thefan. You can rewind, fast forward, except for into the future. That would be impossible. If you missed Josh Pate this morning on with the Sunrise Guys like I did, you can go check that out on YouTube, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts. Coming up this hour, we'll dive into some heavy NFL here as we are in full swing of NFL life. More distractions in the city of brotherly love. Thursday Night Football and even Web Gems today comes to you by way of the NFL. Now, never in my life did I think we would get to this kind of situation where kicking is this much to discuss. Yet here we are. Mm. If there's anything that drives me absolutely bonkers about the NFL, probably the number one thing that drives me crazy about the NFL, it is I feel like every year rules are changing and kind of not slight little tinkers, but like big stuff. And that sometimes makes it difficult for a casual fan to watch because now all of a sudden you're looking at a kickoff and going, wait, why are those guys standing around? Why is the kicker all by himself? Is this an onside kick? And that's something that drives me crazy. But what the NFL is doing, and to give them their credit where credit is due, they are attempting to find ways to modernize the game and make it more difficult and challenging in all aspects. Kicking being a major one.
Yeah, but here's the thing. The NFL does not wait for things to become stale or stagnant.
Or broken.
Like baseball or basketball. Mm-hmm. They are much more, I don't want to say reactionary, because it's not the right word. They try to get out in front of these things more than anything. And the realization of the kickoff and what it was doing to the game, I mean, it changed drastically. Like there's no return freaks anymore. You know, there's no Devin Hesters.
Nope.
There's no
Ted Ginn Jr.
Ted Ginn Jr. There's like,
was it Eric Metcalf?
Yeah, I mean,
Eric Metcalf. I had his card when I was a kid.
Josh Gordon was a monster in the return game.
Like, loved Eric Metcalf.
Those guys, those specialists, don't really exist anymore. Well, they're kind of making a comeback now. So Nate Silver, you know, some people love him, some people hate him, some people are ambivalent to him, but he's a data guy. And he has what he calls his bit of a magnum opus for how the NFL game is completely changing on its head. There's a couple different things that are going to go into this. Number one is the equipment itself. Kicking balls, K-balls, used to just be held. And they're brand new, kind of out of the box, and you get to work them a little bit, but that's it.
You usually see a punter or a kicker doing it on the field.
Yeah, like, all right, let's try to get something into this. Meanwhile, quarterbacks have their balls perfectly manicured.
Wow.
There you go.
Okay. There was a change, though, in terms of the K-balls leading into this season,
yes.
which is why you see some of the much longer field goal attempts and makes, and they get access to those balls earlier in the day than they used to.
Yes, and that is a big part of this. So they're able to shape their balls, if you were. They are able to handle them with care. But, yeah, that's right, I said it.
I can only get so many drops here, dude.
Handle your balls with care. But, the attempt rate and the made rate of 55-plus yard field goals has gone up threefold since 2022 alone. Like, all-time highs. Like, just absolutely skyrocketing, which is leading to an increase in scoring. And the reason that this is happening is because the field has been shortened to damn near the shortest it's been in 20 years. The average kickoff start, or the average offense start point in 2005 was 30.5 yards. So that's with the old OG kickback.
The old rule.
Or kickback, kickoff. And it went back drastically when the traditional kickoff went to the 35-yard line as opposed to the 30. It cut back almost 8 yards. And it sat there, and then they moved the traditional kickoff at the 35 with a touchback at the 25-yard line. That bumped it up from basically 23 yards to about 26. It's back up to 30.4 with the new dynamic kickoff and the touchback at the 35-yard line. So teams are starting off earlier, which is incentivizing going for points because there's a risk analysis that's there.
Yeah, where you are on the field as opposed to where they're going to start when you're on fourth down, say even in your own territory, is the difference of 10, 15 yards.
Yes.
And is that really worth it?
And
it's the old Dan Lanning thing. You might as well go for it.
The math is saying go for it because their starting position, whether you kick it off or turn it over, is the same.
Yeah, it's not necessarily saying go for it because you have a higher expected chance to make it. It's that if you don't, it's the same outcome. So you might as well roll the dice and see what happens.
Not only that, there's another part of this that we haven't taken into consideration, this specialization of kicking. More and more kicking camps are coming up. And this has been, like, for me, a black hole for the NFL for 20 years. The rest of the league watched Sebastian Janikowski hammer 60-yarders for basically 2 decades.
Loaded.
Yeah. Completely hammered with a half can of chew in his lip. And it's like, yeah, for those that don't know, Seabass is the all-time leading point scorer for the Raiders. That's how long and how effective he was as a kicker. And that is a real weapon. And now the Giants have gone through their sixth kicker, seventh kicker, eighth kicker, something like that.
I feel like every single day I hear an NFL team is working out a new kicker who was cut by some other team.
And it's when you find a kicker that is worth his weight in gold, unfortunately Justin Tucker, because he's a scumbag. But like, there's a reason why those guys stay around, because they are incredibly valuable. And so if you're a guy now who has a specialization as a kicker, you're working on, 60-plus yarders. Like when we see a guy hit a 60-yarder now, that used to be like, oh, my God. Now you see a guy hit a 58- to 61-yard field goal, and it feels routine because the volume of 55-plus-yard attempts is through the roof.
Yeah, no kidding. It's like that kid who missed it for Seattle over the weekend against the Rams.
It was a 61-yarder.
61-yarder. And you're kind of looking – there's a part of you that's like,
come
really,
on,
man?
Dude. Yeah.
You didn't make that?
It's like, hey, guys, for the longest time, 63 yards was the NFL record. Like, we're going to have somebody hit a 70-yarder. It's going to happen.
I mean, a 68-yarder happened this year for the kid in Jacksonville.
You're going to get a 70-yard. Like, there are stories of Sebastian Janikowski in high school hitting 80-plus yard field goals.
That's stupid.
Like, that's just absolutely bonkers. He did the same thing at Florida State. And it's like, we're getting to a point where this is, to me, this is, it's kind of coincidental. It's also worth 3 points. This is the 3-point revolution in basketball.
Yeah. And I always like to laugh and joke that it's the Happy Gilmore 2 situation where they just remove that tendon in their leg and that's why they can kick so far. But it is wild to think how quickly that adjusted. You know, this graph of Nate Silver, you know, just in 2015, 0.1 field goals attempt of 55-plus yards per regular season game attempted in 2015. That number this year is 0.5. So it's now, that has jumped aggressively.
Yes.
From how many, you know, you're damn near guaranteed to get a 55 plus yarder one out of every two games. Mm-hmm. That's a wild.
Half the games.
Half the games will have a kick of 55 plus yards or more. And I like the idea that it's field position, which is why you might as well, but dudes are hitting it now.
That's the other thing. It's a couple revolutions going on at the same time. There's the math revolution of the points gained and expected points added and all those kind of things in field position, but it's also the evolution on the physical side of kickers, but it's also the equipment. All three things are coming together at once.
Take that same time period. In 2015, you are making that 0.05% of the time. Mm-hmm. Now you are making it 30% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
That's insane. And it changes the game. And it does. I think the best way to look at this, too, is like somebody said, why are these the scores of games looking so weird? Remember we had the same score for the first time in a long time?
Yeah, it was 44-22 or something like
44-22. You're like, what? That's not a football score because threes, you know, now you got to get your math ready with threes. We're all good with sevens.
You got to get your scoregamis going.
Yeah, we're good with sevens, but now we're not as good with threes.
It wasn't technically a scoregami. It did happen twice on that same day, but it had also happened twice previously in the entire history of the NFL.
Oh, okay. It happened like 1980 or something like that?
1965, and then the other one I think was earlier this year.
Mm.
You're fired. Don't ever get that wrong again, Jeff.
How dare you? Fine. Mm. But it is, for me,
come push these buttons?
Yeah, he can. I don't know.
I actually can.
Yeah, he can. Yeah. I don't want to go back there. I'm just like,
I'm teasing.
But no, in all seriousness, like the nerd in me loves this because there's so many things coming together in one spot. There's the math and the analytics of it all, which is like just the raw data and the inputs and the outputs, your expected points gained, your expected points lost, field position, and how that translates into more or less expected points and all of the things that come with that. But you also have the physical maturation and development of kickers, but you also have the physical development of the actual implement itself in the football and having Dusty and I talked about this when he was coaching at Banks. The preparation, this is high school football in Banks. And this is not a shout, shouting down on the guys at Banks. They can play ball out there. But this isn't the NFL. The amount of work and care that goes into getting a game ball ready for a quarterback for a particular style, how they want it to feel. We had Deflategate over this.
Mm-hmm.
Like the amount of work that goes into that is nuts. And yet, for whatever reason, kickers who have one job weren't allowed to touch this thing until like right then and there. Yeah, that's going to lead to some differentiation. It's going to lead to some changes. It's going to lead to some more comfort. And so you have all these things happening at once. And to me, I like this for the NFL because we're getting more scoring, quote unquote, but it's not because we're neutering offenses or neutering defenses and allowing offenses to play. In fact, defense has become more prevalent. Think how many teams we have in the NFL that are holding teams under, 21 points a game. Defense, like the Texans are out there. The Rams are out there. The Seahawks are out there. The Chiefs are out there. Like, they're out there. The Broncos are out there. The Eagles. Like, there's a lot of really good defenses in the NFL. But scoring's still up because we're having this kind of field goal revolution. It's a cool, for me at least, it's a cool way to see all three facets of the game shine, where for basically the better part of a decade, 15 years, special teams wasn't allowed to shine in its full capacity.
Yeah, it's nice that you can kind of count on kickers making field goals over 60 when you used to not be able to.
You can count on them.
Can't count on much.
Mm.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We'll stick in the NFL. It's a Thursday night game tonight. Is it a do or die game for one of these teams? I have a feeling it might be. We'll go there next. 105.1 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
10 toes down coming up at 12:15. Get those questions in. Already starting to trickle in. Things you need help with, we'll give you unequivocal answers. 10 toes down. No halfsies, no making it up, no being wishy-washy. Unequivocal.
It'll be a lovely day.
We'll get to that at 12:15, as we always do on a Thursday. Well, it is Thursday, and that means we have... what is this? My second least favorite style of NFL games. Do you care to guess what my number one is?
I don't. Which one is it?
It's overseas games. Yeah. It's overseas games. Overseas games.
Yeah.
This side of the hemisphere, I'm okay with. Because that Brazil game was pretty good.
That's still a long way to go.
I understand that, but it's also in the Eastern time zone.
That's further to go.
It's the Eastern time zone, though.
If you're an East Coast team flying to London, it's a 5-hour trip. If you're flying to Sao Paulo, I think it's 8.5 hours.
Yeah, but it's the same time.
But it's a lot of travel.
Yeah, I don't care.
I mean, I think they do.
I don't. I don't mind being on planes.
So
they get paid handsomely to do.
Yeah, with it. Yeah, yeah. Plus, they leave like way days early.
I know, but still, it's a lot. But fair.
Thursday night football is usually not my favorite, although we got a juicy little matchup tonight, Buffalo-Houston. The Buffalo Bills are 7-3. The Houston Texans are 5-5. Before we get into this game, does anybody know what the hell is going on with Keon Coleman? Does he just decide he doesn't want to play football?
No.
Because he got forced to sit out last week. He was like dancing on the sideline. I guess he's going to miss this week, but nobody knows why.
I don't know what's going on.
He's just being a jerk. I'm not sure. I worry plain and simple about this game. It is a Davis Mills start for the Texans. Looks like CJ Stroud's still a week away.
Yeah, the old brain noggin.
The old ding-a-dong in the head. I worry if Houston loses this job that you can kiss that goodbye.
What, the playoffs?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, they're 5-5 right now, but where they sit in the AFC South? I know the Colts are obviously leading, but... I mean, they're not out of it.
I mean, they're in the playoff hunt right now. They'd make the playoffs. They have the tiebreaker over the Chiefs.
Wow.
No, they wouldn't make the playoffs, sorry. But they're first one out.
So, here's the crazy thing. This is the one thing I always kind of try to track, right? Point differential. The only teams in the AFC with a better point differential than the Houston Texans are the Colts, Patriots, Chiefs, Broncos, and Bills. That's it.
Say that again.
Colts, Patriots, Chiefs, Broncos, Bills. Those are the only teams with a better point differential in the AFC than the Houston Texans. And if you're talking about the entire NFL, add the Seahawks, Rams, and Lions. That's it. So by point differential, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 8. 8 teams. They have the 9th best point differential in the entire NFL. With an offense that has been neutered. How good their defense
with
is.
With a really, really struggling offense. Yeah, it is always a benefit to have that kind of great defense because it'll keep you alive for a lot of stuff. But this the offense is so concerning, and it makes it look worse when you compare it to a team like Buffalo too. Like I'm looking at season leaders for these two: James Dalvin Cook III, 182 carries, 7 touchdowns, 968 yards. That's leading the Bills.
Mm-hmm.
Leading the Texans is Nick Chubb with 99 carries, 419 yards, and 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, because he just hasn't been on the field as much.
That's rough.
Mm-hmm.
That's rough. However, you can flip that over and you look at sacks. Hunter leads them with 9.
Mm-hmm.
To Bosa's only 4. And that's probably where your concern is. This, you know what this game kind of is? This game's kind of USC-Oregon a little bit.
Sure.
Buffalo, love the offense, hate the defense. Mm-hmm. Houston, love the defense. The offense is concerning.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see which one of those bends. I also just think it's tough because there's so much to play for. And like you said, both of these teams are still playoff capable.
Yeah.
Especially the Bills. This feels like, though, we're getting into a territory with these two teams that it's like, you got to start making this happen now.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, people are going to pass you by and you could have serious problems.
Well, the Bills are 7-3, so they certainly have a little bit more wiggle room. But when you talk about like where things are standing in the NFL, just kind of looking at the conference standings. Right now, in the AFC, the Broncos hold the one seed with the Patriots. God, that's so weird that both those teams are leading the conference. The Colts are a game back because they've already had their bye, and the Broncos and Patriots haven't, at 8-2. But after that, the Steelers, because of where they are in the division, are 4th at 6-4. Bills at 5th at 7-3. Then the Chargers 7-4. Jags at 6-4. And there's a lot of meh in there with teams like the Chiefs, Ravens, Texans, all at 5-5. So there's still quite a few teams that are very much alive. And while it feels like maybe the Broncos and Patriots are kind of separating in their divisions, this is, we talk about this like the sorting hat, you know, weeks that we had in college football. And it did, for the most part, do that.
Mm-hmm.
Over the next 2-3 weeks in the NFL, you're going to get that. Because we're going to wrap up, you know, at the end of the season with division play. And that's really going to sort all this stuff out for the most part. But the Broncos and the Patriots do seem to be kind of running away with their divisions to an extent, with the Bills and the Chargers chasing them. But after that, it's pretty wide open. So to your point, yeah, like it's to go where we go all the time, identity.
I don't know what the identity is of either of these teams. Well, I do Houston.
I think you do the Bills. It's Josh Allen being a superhero. But
we talk about he can't be a superhero all the time.
Yeah, and that's the thing is like they need to find something, but not the same as the Chargers and Bucks who were beat up. The Bills are also beat up.
503-864-6326. Regardless of Houston's defense, you cannot lose to Davis, giraffe neck Mills. Allen got to take over at some point. And that's what you would expect.
Well, I mean, yes, to an extent, but this Texans defense is, and I will use the same word that I use every time, violent.
There is also a crack stat from our wonderful producer over there notified me that Josh Allen is 8-0 on Thursday games. Not necessarily Thursday night football.
Okay.
Because there must be a Thanksgiving in there.
Okay.
But a Thursday, or a Christmas, but a Thursday
game. Good on short weeks.
Good on short weeks. Mm. And that might just be the talent that he has.
Nice to see it. Look, as far as matchups go on Thursday nights, this at least looks good.
Thank God, because it's been rough, dude. If I have to watch Patriots-Jets one more time. And the schedule this weekend for the NFL is brutal.
Yeah.
Have you looked at this?
Yes.
Have you seen what the afternoon slate is?
It's nasty.
How did we get here?
Oh, you aren't stoked for Monday night's game between the Panthers and 49ers?
Actually, I am kind of stoked about that because it'll be the first time I watch Carolina from start to finish.
Oh, you aren't locked in for Falcons-Saints?
Dude, how is Falcons-Saints an afternoon game?
Or Jets-Ravens or Jags-Cardinals?
Browns-Raiders?
Oof. Shadur, baby!
I will say, the NFL, they need to start caring a bit more about that afternoon window.
Agreed, dude.
The Sunday night game's dope. Bucks-Rams?
That's great.
Baby. Yes,
but that Sunday afternoon window,
it
a lot
sucks.
Of times you may have like one, like you'll get lucky and it'll be Chiefs-Chargers or right, something, right? But yeah, but Jaguars-Cardinals and all this other garbage mm-hmm. they're giving us on this Sunday, there's not one watchable game in that window.
Well, what they did is they put all their chips in the box of Philly at Dallas.
Yeah.
That's what they did. So I get to hear Tom's Braids tell me about how bad Dallas is, but how great Dak Prescott is. Mm-hmm. And I can't wait to hear his thoughts on the drama in Philly.
Oof.
Bah.
I don't want to watch that game.
The morning window is not great either. Like, does Pittsburgh, Chicago get your sports pants tight? That's got ugly football written all
I'm interested in
over it.
Patriots, Bengals, Joe Burrow coming back. Drake May, Joe Burrow? Come on.
No.
Yeah, because you got no Jamar Chase.
Jameis, Detroit?
Oof. Titans Seahawks. That is going to be the most unwatched game this week. Colts Chiefs.
Could the Jets beat the Ravens without Lamar?
Probably, yeah.
See what I mean? Like, this is utter and remote garbage.
Falcons Saints is a true atrocity.
I'll take the Saints in that game too. If you want to play that game,
I didn't pick it on my pick'em.
I did.
I didn't touch it.
I'm out on Kirk.
I mean, yes, but are you in on Tyler Shuck?
More so than Spencer Rattler.
Oof, what I mean, that's like asking what gun you want to be shot with.
That is true.
Do you prefer the 44 or do you prefer the 9mm?
Sounds like a current promo narrating on our station.
Sounds like something I heard the other day while I was listening to this Portland Sports Leader. I did mention Tom's Braids this weekend, and he is covering the Eagles-Cowboys games. Let's go over to that. The Eagles continue to be as the world turn in days of our lives. What's going on over there? We'll do that next. But first, we'll toss it over to Russ with sports.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more. I'm gonna need
somebody's pain. WebGems coming up here in about 15 minutes. Stick around for that. That's everybody's favorite. Plus, we'll slide into the big nooner. We'll have 10 toes down at 12:15. Keep sending them questions in, 503-864-6326. We'll get to that. Is James Cook's middle name seriously his brother's first name? How TF did I not know that? Yeah, man. James Dalvin Cook. And Dalvin James Cook, dad is James. That's why he's James Dalvin Cook III. And his brother is Dalvin James.
There you go.
I think Dalvin went to Florida State. James Cook went to Georgia.
My head hurts.
Or it's the opposite. I always get it wrong. Yeah, James Dalvin and Dalvin James, man.
It's like from the old Newhart show. You know, yeah, my name's Larry. This is my brother Daryl. This is my other brother Daryl.
Daryl and Daryl.
I don't think you're allowed to do that, you know?
I mean, you can.
At least I don't think you should.
What if you had two kids with the same name and one was the second and one was the third? Can you do that?
I don't think so. I was talking with Fisher about that.
Ask George Foreman.
Is it like George Foreman the second, the third, the fourth, and the fifth?
I think
Sean Kemp has a bunch of kids named Sean Kemp.
Now I'm Googling George Foreman.
Wonder, what about Antonio Cromartie?
I don't think he has any Antonio Cromartie's, but I'm pretty sure Sean Kemp has a lot of Sean Kemp's.
Yeah, so there is a George Foreman the third, the fourth, the fifth, and the sixth.
I mean, I guess you can name them whatever you want.
And then there's a George.
There's only one name in America you can't name your
child. Yes, and then his daughter is Georgina.
Georgetta. Oh, I'm sorry. There is a George Foreman Jr. in there as well. And then there's Courtney Isaac. And Isabella Brenda Lilja Foreman.
Go Beavers.
Makai Foreman. Frida Foreman and Natalie Foreman, not to be confused with Natalie Portman.
Wait, so look.
And Aliola.
I think, have we run out of fingers here trying to count how many kids George 12. Foreman has?
He got 12 kids.
So he's up there. That's the Cromartie Philip Rivers like area.
Well, Philip Rivers has 8 kids with his high school sweetheart.
Is it only 8?
Maybe 9.
I thought he hit.
They're old
digits.
School apostolic, you know. That's more of a religious thing. I'm going to go out on a limb and say Sean Kemp's kids are not all with the same woman.
I'm going to lay out here.
I'm just going to go out on
all
that.
All about one. Philip Rivers' 10 children.
Ten of them.
This comes to us from People Magazine.
So now he can play 11 on 11. He'll play quarterback and everybody else spreads out?
So yeah, as of July 31, 2025, Philip Rivers has 10 kids.
Dang, he just had his 10th. Have you seen his wife too?
Hallie, she is Caroline, like, Grace, Gunner, Sarah, Peter, Rebecca, Claire, Anna, and Andrew.
His wife is like 4'8", buck, if that.
So you,
that's a lot of babies from a small lady.
Mm-hmm. Here, this is just squirrel moments. This is from George Foreman's book, George Foreman's Guide to Life, on why he named his kids all George. He said his decision went back to realizing the man who raised him was not his biological father. The joke is that I was too lazy to come up with something else, but the truth is, after I found out I didn't have the roots I thought I had, I made a decision. I would plant some for my children that they could never lose. I wanted my kids to have a foundation that nobody could ever take from them. Something they and their children, even their children's children, could depend on if they felt disconnected from their family or their past.
Okay, it sounds kind of lazy, though. I'm going to go out that it sounds like George? George.
I mean,
George.
When you're in the house, do you just say 4, Junior, 3, 2?
Now I got that song stuck in my head. George of the jungle, mm-hmm. strong as he can be.
Watch out for that tree.
Watch out for that tree.
There you go.
I used to have a George Foreman grill. Well, I liked those things.
I think everybody has.
You're in your 40s
point.
And you went to college.
Yeah.
Does anybody still have George Foreman grills? Like, do they still make
yes.
them?
Yes, they do.
I do not have
They have mild improvements to them, including an off switch.
Oh, huge.
Not just unplugging it?
Why didn't we ever think of that?
So, in the military, we were not allowed to have microwaves in our room. Why? Because military men and women are dumb, and they will put metal in them. What we could have was a walking fire hazard that is a Foreman grill. Why? Because we didn't have kitchens in our dorms. We had a ledge on the window, and every single person put their Foreman grill there. What is usually covering a window?
Blinds?
Or curtains?
Curtains? Oh, nice.
How many fires do you think have started in the dorms and the barracks by George Foreman grills that are left plugged in over curtains?
But you put them in the windows so it, like,
The smell goes out.
Yeah, you don't smoke your house out.
And so what I did was I put mine in there, and then I put, like, blackout on the windows, like, taped it up so that it wouldn't ever hang over. Because I like to have, as you know, if we didn't have cameras in here, I would make Harris sit in the dark. Because I hate having bright lights on all the time. I do everything in the dark.
I think one time I told you I was willing to try that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm willing to experiment with that. But like, what about the computer screens?
Yeah, let's say all of my stuff is all set to dark mode.
Well, me too, but like, text line's not dark.
I know. I wish we had the option to go dark mode on literally everything. Like, the fact that I can't flip up ESPN to dark mode still drives me insane.
Oh, yeah. Super surprising that Danny wants to go to dark mode on everything.
Zero dark 30, baby.
You just live in that, don't you?
Yes.
Really? You can't turn ESPN into dark mode?
No.
Have you looked?
Yes.
Hmm.
I occasionally check.
Just in case. It popped up and they didn't tell you about it.
You monsters! You hid this from me! Every time I'm at like a Blazers game and like a scout or other media person sitting next to me and I see their phone and nothing is enabled in dark mode, I'm just like, what is wrong with you?
I just went to settings on ESPN.com, and the first thing that popped up was link to unlock the full betting experience.
There you go.
ESPN Bet Odds links. Ooh, disable.
There you go.
No, it won't let me disable it.
It's there, but it won't work.
Yeah, and then I clicked over to the video, and it's just this tiny little thing that says auto start. So I turned that off.
Oh, there you go.
Maybe we should do a show without any lights on for kicks.
All right, I'm down.
But again, like the TV and the screens and stuff like that.
We'll just have the glow from the monitors and then the laptops.
Yeah, do you think that would look bad, Rust? Do you think that would look bad on the old YouTubes?
Well, there's a quick way to find out.
I mean, it'll look like a 3-hour-long Blair Witch Project, probably.
Ooh, yeah. Spooky. Yeah.
How does this look? Yeah. A little mood
spooky.
Lighting?
I'm so scared.
Spooky. Somebody help me.
Does this work? Just with a red light over my face?
Well, there went that. When we come back, we'll get into Web Gems, everybody's favorite, and we'll talk some Eagles in the 12 o'clock hour. 105.1 The Fan, Portland sports leader.
Sometimes it's good.
Aw, I've interrupted happy time.
Sometimes it's bad.
Ow, son of a...
It's Web Gems.
What'd you do?
The firm of Harris and Meringue on the Fan Sports Network. 105.1 and 1080 The Fan.
All right, this Web Gems, do it every single day at 11:45. Coming up on the big nooner, we'll get into more Eagles distractions. And 10 toes down, where we answer the questions that you need help with. Unequivocal answers. No halfing it. No wishy-washy. Anything and everything you need. Today's Web Gems is brought to you by Jamar Chase. I wrote, why are you spitting, bro? I have kind of decided that as much as like I love Jamar Chase.
You're out of pocket.
My love for you has waned a touch.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like spitters. I think spitting is really gross to begin with. And to spit on another person is really, really rough. I loved Mike Tomlin's response to Ramsey throwing a punch. Again, I also think less of you when you throw a punch at somebody with a helmet on. But getting spit in the face is pretty gross. And Mike Tomlin came out and basically said, like, you do you, boo. You feeling like that in the moment? I got no qualms with that. And Ben Johnson actually came out and said the same thing.
I mean, he sets the bar very high, and nothing but respect for him, how he goes about his business. He holds his players accountable. I think you saw it even this week, you know, with some of the quotes talking about a player getting spit at and his reaction to it. I mean, he's 100% right as far as I'm concerned. I think he hit the nail on the head. And he just keeps it real and authentic at all times. So the players respect that. You can tell that they play hard. You know, the film's always the resume of a coach is how I feel. And when his players are playing as hard and consistent as they do for as long as he's been doing it, I think that's a huge credit to him.
I know this is kind of a weird thought, but Jamar Chase is serving a one-game suspension because he spit in an adult's face. Can we have larger suspensions for this?
I mean, yeah.
To deter this, because it's gross.
Here again, this is going to go back to something that I've referenced multiple times over the years.
Some people need to get hit in the face?
Yep. You spit on somebody, whatever ramifications come your way, buddy. That guy rips your helmet off, knocks your teeth out, so be it. That's one of those things, man, you cross that line. Look, I don't want you killed, but what happens to you happens to you. Like, you get smacked in the face real hard, somebody suckers you in the kidneys or in the liver. Sucks to suck, dude. That's a nasty, vile act.
Yeah, you know I don't love the concept of some people just need to get hit in the face. But I do kind of agree. I do kind of agree in the sense of, like, getting spit on in the face is really disgusting. And I don't understand what's going... I mean, if you've ever spit in somebody's face, like, 503-864-6326, talk to me about it. And tell me, like... what is going through your mind and why you think that's a good idea?
I had somebody do it to me. I knocked them out.
It's what maybe the most disrespectful thing you can do to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
It's nasty.
Yeah. It's really nasty. It's like, I would almost, blindly, I don't think I can know about it. I'd almost rather use your toothbrush.
Oof.
Then get spit on in the face.
Yeah,
unknowingly. I don't want to knowingly. But yeah. If like I accidentally, my kids are going through this right now.
But
they accidentally.
Colin Farrell's toothbrush in Horrible Bosses.
I don't think I saw that.
Oh, no? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right, so, like, if I don't know it's yours and I find out later, I'm like, oh.
Mm. Yeah.
But I didn't know in the time.
Sure.
Still gross, which is weird because our toothbrushes clean our mouth, right?
Yeah.
So what would it be so bad?
Like, think about the reaction you get when you accidentally, somebody's talking and they get the little spittle and hits you in the face. Like, it's like, oh, man. Yeah. But if somebody gets a, gives you one of those.
Oh, I can't believe you made that sound.
I mean.
That's your answer to everything. I mean, you just throw Jordan at me. Yeah, just,
eh. Well, I mean, you know, whatever. But yeah, somebody does one of those to you. Yeah, dude. Somebody said it. Bleep around and find out.
Yeah, it's going to be tough, too, for the Bengals this weekend.
Get Burrow back, don't have Chase.
Yeah, that kind of defeats the whole purpose. Although the reality is that, we're going to talk about it tomorrow, but I don't think we need to necessarily, like, is it too late for Joe and this team? Like, I don't really foresee them going anywhere with Joe. They got a Joe.
They do.
What do they need another Joe for?
Joe squared.
Two guys doing one job. We got to do something about that.
Yeah, come on.
The Bengals are 3-7. Yeah, they're done.
I guess you want to get Joe out there to get reps, right? Look good. It'd be too early to call it for the season.
Yeah.
That would be tough.
I mean, you're paying him to play.
That'd be a bad look for Bengals organization.
Look, we're talking about this. You're professional.
Yeah. You got to go out there.
So, and what are you going to do? You're going to throw Joe Flacco out there and see if he's still got it?
I think Joe Flacco's still got it. He's a Hall of Famer, dude. In my book, he's elite.
Mm.
Joe Flacco is elite.
He is. He's the most elite over 40-year-old.
Yeah. I'm still going to take Ja'Marr Chase as my favorite wide receiver in the NFL, but it pains me a little bit.
It's like, come on, man.
You burn the reputation
like,
a little bit.
Come on, brother. You can do that.
And that makes it tough.
So, yeah. No, I'm 100% with you. It is tough.
Yeah.
Just saw this totally adjacent.
Shoot.
Almost 80% of the betting money is coming in on the Bills tonight.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, you know, people love Josh Allen.
The line, I think, opened at
5.5.
Was it 5.5?
Well, I don't know what it opened at.
I think it opened at 4.5.
I just saw it at 5.5.
It's up to 6 now.
Up to 6?
Yeah.
So all the money's coming in on Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
If I were a gambling man, my money would go in on Buffalo.
Yeah. I mean, I did. I took them in my pick'em. In the way that I do it, any team I pick in my pick'em, I also bet in real life.
Yeah. So throw them all in one giant parlay?
No. No, individual games. Hmm.
What's the over-under in this game?
44.5.
44.5. 22-22. 24-20. 28-16. Final score.
28-17.
Ooh, pushing the over, huh? You like the hook?
It's a little bit.
Just a little bit.
The Bills' defense is a little
Yeah, quarterbacks are in a weird spot right now, that's for sure. You know, I don't know necessarily the biggest reason to throw Joe out there, but I guess you kind of got to. Like you said, professionals are professionals. You know, I think if the Browns had their way, they wouldn't be throwing Shadur out there. Did I read a report that the Raiders are getting Aiden O'Connell ready? He's taking reps with the first team.
Well, I mean, Geno's probably tired of getting hit back there, so.
It's like somebody else's turn.
Somebody else come back here and get
mauled.
Hey,
you over there.
Yeah.
Who's that guy?
Hey.
Didn't we trade for Kenny Pickett?
Yeah. Well, it's a matter of like, hey, somebody else needs to die behind this lack of offensive line.
I'm tired of it being me.
Mm-hmm. Sacrifice another lamb.
I think they get a win this weekend, though.
I stayed away from it.
Well, yeah. Don't bet it.
I stayed away from it. My heart said yes because I think Shadur is going to suck. But
what if Shadur
lights up the Raiders?
Lights up the Raiders.
Would I be shocked? No.
Because the Raiders are that bad?
It's the worst secondary in the league.
I would be shocked because he's the worst quarterback in the league.
Probably.
Tyler Shuck or Shadur?
I'd probably lean Shadur being better, but that's...
I think I'm on all shucky.
That's
the
like
whole
the
time.
Russians when they would send one rifle out with three men, and you hope to be the last guy alive and pick it up.
I think I'll take old Shucky on that one.
I mean, I'm not.
He's got a better arm.
I'm not mad at you.
Yeah, can't be mad at
me. I'm not sitting here going, "How dare you?"
I didn't do anything. You can't be mad at me.
Oh, I can. Trust me. Give me some. I can be mad at you for it.
All right, coming up here on the Big Nooner, we'll get into more distractions in the Eagles. We've got some cool sound bites from. Jason Kelce talking about stuff and also Jalen Hurts as everybody seems to be blaming the quarterback in Philly. Maybe it's Geno Smith's fault Philly's have issues. He says to blame him on everything. So we got a loaded Nooner plus 10 toes down at 1215, 503-864, 6326, or the YouTube chat. Get those questions in. Hang out with us. One more hour to go. Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.